awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday. It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O and Mateo hanging out with you.
Hey. What's up?
Oh, you know, just chilling.
Yeah.
Man, just heard from some Josh Garrels. That dude's going to be in Glorieta, New Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
In March, along with Gunger.
Gunga.
Big thanks to Glorieta Camps for bringing out Rad Events. So that's cool.
That is cool.
Speaking of cool, it is Wednesday, and of course, the big topic of the week for us has been Spider-Man making it to the MCU,
mm-hmm.
the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We will, of course, talk about that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yes.
Exciting.
Well.
What's that Lego Jurassic World?
Somebody posted it yesterday. It happened to, it was posted by Mitch.
Mm.
They posted a little video on our Facebook.
That's good.
Yep.
Video games, good old Legos, Jurassic World, and this guy.
And you guys all know who it is. It's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Oh, gosh.
Morning, guys. What's up?
How are you, bud?
Hump day.
Oh, I'm doing good, guys. Hey, it's another day.
Another dollar.
Another no dollars for the school.
Oh.
No dollars for the school, Steve-O.
Sorry.
That's what I meant from the school.
Didn't mean to rub it in your face.
Oh, that's all right. Hey, you know what that's what they say? Education is free to get, but they don't pay you to get it.
Right. That's what they say.
I tell you guys, if the school system here in Albuquerque would pay me to go to school, I think I'd be a millionaire by now.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy, I'd be rich.
Dang, dude.
I'd be filthy, stinking rich, guys. I wouldn't have to be in school for this. But hey. I love my school, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Being elite athletics manager for a volleyball team now, former football manager, you know, a lot to do. And then DECA, that's even more fun.
DECA. That's crazy. You know, well, you know what they say? When you go to Volcano Vista,
you stay there.
The rest is history.
And you guys know because you guys were there last year.
That was
year.
Bad.
Now tell me, guys.
Doug, that
what did you guys think
10.
Of our high school? What did you guys think about it?
The rest is history.
Man, it's like a...
history.
It's like a mall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's and like a mini mall.
And then the school's so secure, guys, as you guys probably noticed through our check-in at the desk.
No, yeah, the armed guards were definitely scary.
Yeah, there were many armed guards.
Actually, guys, we don't really have... We don't call them. They're not armed guards. They're not like armored car guards.
They're armed guards.
Yeah.
Well, that's because they have their, you know, their utilities, I like to say, on them. But basically, they're just CSA and APD. I mean, they're great people that work there. And I'm glad that we have such awesome security of our school because I tell you, without that... security staff, our school wouldn't be safe, literally, thanks to all the guys that work there, you know.
Yeah,
there's a few there's one that I've known since I was at LBJ Mid School, you know.
Stop.
Officer Clark, I've known him for a long time.
I tried.
So I've known him a long time, Steve-O, so I can tell you.
That's good, man.
Good to know someone that long.
Oh,
like, I've known you guys. I've known you guys for a long time.
Long time.
You don't know me.
Well, not you, Mateo, but
right.
I know Mitch, I know Steve-O.
You don't know Doug.
Fascinating.
Doug's new, yes. I know he's recently got hired.
He's only been here like a year.
I used to call in back when it was just, what was it, the old man and the Steve program when I first started calling?
Way back when.
Hey, yeah, Matthew, we're going to totally play a song for you today by a band called Ravenhill. The song is Oh Mercy, because that's what happens every time the phone rings and it's you.
Oh, mercy. All right, guys. Play that for me. And by the way, Judy says good morning, by the way.
Good morning, Judy. That's awesome.
Good morning.
Bless you, Judy.
Amazing stuff. Why does it say 27 seconds? Lied to me.
It got misloaded.
Oh, well. This one's going out to Matthew from Albuquerque and Jude's the bus driver.
Yes.
We're going to talk over the intro a little more.
It's okay.
I'll have to fix that. My bad. This is good radio.
Woo!
It's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday. We got Comics Corner, breaking news, all that coming up, so don't go anywhere.
Woo!
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static radio.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Hello. What's up? It's time for breaking news already. Doug, are you ready? You amped? Amped is it's an adjective. It means excited for those of you out there that don't know. It's time for breaking news. Today is February 11th. It is Wednesday. It is hump day. Happy hump day to all of you out there. Hump day is the middle of the week. We're at the hump of the week.
Yes.
So it's all downhill from here.
Allegedly.
And then you scoop down into the weekend and you love it, and then you have to go back
climb
up the mountain on Monday morning and Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesdays are okay.
Yeah.
I like Tuesdays. Anyway, that's no news to you guys. Yes, you know about Tuesdays out there. You know about it. Let's get to the news. Jon Stewart has said he is signing off of The Daily Show. This is a big deal.
That's a huge deal.
It's a huge deal.
Made me sad when I read that.
It's the end of an era.
Yeah.
In fake news reporting, and by fake I mean better than actual news.
Who will pick up the slack in fake news?
Nobody knows.
Someone needs to.
Two people should rise to the occasion.
Mm.
Doug, you should get on that. You could be those two people, Doug. Combined into one consciousness, you will be known as Firestorm.
Ooh, I like that.
You got this, Doug. You got this. CNN Money reports Jon Stewart, whose wit defined The Daily Show for more than 15 years, will sign off of the iconic Comedy Central program later this year. He says, "In my heart, I know it's time for someone else to have that opportunity." He said on Tuesday night's show as his studio audience gasped. I guess this was a surprise announcement.
Yeah.
Members of the audience yelled, "We love you, Jon," as he expressed his appreciation for the show's staff and called hosting it the honor of his professional life. It's not clear when exactly he'll sign off. His contract expires in September, but he may leave as soon as July or as late as December. Man.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Yep.
Very funny. That show, no matter which side you lean to politically, they have a good way of kind of throwing it out there, common sense style. You know, and I know some people would disagree with that. But that's okay to disagree, guys. Agree to disagree. I'm always right. It's cool. Don't worry about it. America. CNN reports a 46-year-old man has been charged with murder in the shooting death of three Muslim students in an apartment near the University of North Carolina at Chapel Whoa. Hill campus. Police haven't said what may have compelled the accused, Craig Stephen Hicks, to allegedly carry out the attack Tuesday evening. He turned himself in to police later that night. But given the victim's religion and comments the alleged shooter apparently left on a Facebook page, many social media users wondered what role, if any, the victim's faith played. The victims were Muslims.
Ugh.
23, 21, and 19 years old.
Wow.
That stinks. Sad things. Oh, and other sad news. 200 migrants are missing after their boat sank. And that's kind of scary. CNN reports about 300 migrants are feared dead after their boat sank in the Mediterranean Sea. We hear about this happening between Cuba and Florida a lot. But this is over in Europe. The incident is just the latest in a long series of disasters involving migrants risking dangerous journeys to seek a better life. These people left Libya on Saturday in rubber boats, and some may have died without entering the water. Initial reports suggest 29 people died on Sunday on one boat, mainly just from hypothermia.
Whoa.
Man, extreme. It's extreme. In other news about extreme things, ISIS is going crazy. We know of the most recent victim, the girl.
Yeah.
And why can't I find her name anywhere? Where is it? Where did it go? Man, there it is. Kayla Mueller. She was, I guess, rumored to have been killed in the attack by Jordan. And then they were like, no, it didn't happen. But now it's been confirmed that at some point she did, in fact, die. She was murdered by this group. Let's see. She was kidnapped in August 2013 after leaving a Doctors Without Borders hospital in the city of Aleppo, her family said. They heard nothing from her captors until 10 months later when ISIS got in touch with a ransom demand of nearly $7 million. Her parents said the militants told them they would treat her as their guest, but on February 6, ISIS claimed Mueller had been killed in a building that was hit during a Jordanian airstrike on Raqqa. Her parents initially held out hope that she might still be alive, but they announced Tuesday that they had received confirmation she had in fact lost her life. Kayla was a compassionate and devoted humanitarian. The family said she dedicated the whole of her young life to helping those in need of freedom, justice, and peace. What a mess. It's just a mess over there, everybody. So pray for that situation. In local news, where did my local news go? That's not it. Yes. How do you pronounce this city here in New
Chimayo?
Mexico? Chimayo. A man has spotted the Virgin Mary in his truck.
Okay.
Here's why it's significant. I guess down the road from El Santuario del Chimayo, I'm sorry, everyone, is Jose Martinez's house, his truck, and his dog, Oso. Martinez says, after the snow in Chimayo melted, he found an image of the Virgin Mary in the back of that truck up against the cab. He took a picture of it right away. He was very surprised. After more pictures and even more snow, the image remained. It's a miracle, I think. It just appeared there. Christians consider El Santuario del Chimayo. How do you say that? Santuario?
No, man, you're doing a good job.
How do you say it, Doug? Where do you go? Santuario. Santuario. Del Chimayo to be a sacred ground because of the holy dirt inside, believed to contain the power to cure and heal. What is this place?
Got me, man.
You don't know about it?
No.
You live here.
The wellspring of life, apparently.
Is that what that means?
No.
Man, how am I supposed to learn Spanish if you don't know Spanish?
I don't practice Santeria.
That's a Sublime song. That's anytime we talk about Spanish, you say that. I know that's a song. You can't trick me anymore. Doug, where is he?
Oh, man.
Doug has disappeared. I don't even know. Hey, here's some news. Albuquerque Public Schools have set a record.
Oh.
Yeah. They've set a record on getting the... Where did it go? Record, a shot record deadline.
No, that means that you have to have, like, your shot record up to date.
It's a record-breaking...
No, it's not. It's like...
It's a record-breaking feat. No, it's not a record-breaking feat. Albuquerque Public School students have until February 20th to provide up-to-date shot records or a state-approved exemption.
Okay.
Principals were sent a letter Tuesday afternoon informing them of the announcement. Due to the recent outbreak of measles throughout the country, it has come to the superintendent's attention that there are students who are not up to date on their immunizations and currently attending APS schools. Dawn is substitute teaching right now.
I was just about to say.
If those kids don't have their shots, oh man, I'm going to be mad. Get your shots! Get your shots, kids! I know there's a big anti-vaccine movement.
Ah.
I had my measles shot when I was a kid.
Yeah, me too.
I have not gotten the measles.
I was that kid that when I was little, did you get chicken pox?
Did your parents
convene with other parents for all the kids to get sick at the same time?
I think we did do something like that.
Oh, so mad.
It's like, let's just get it all over with.
Hey, guys, let's go to McDonald's. Oh, McDonald's. I love it. Golden Arches, Happy Meal. Chicken pox.
Yep.
That was my prize in my Happy Meal.
That's funny. And now you look at how different parenting... Like,
right.
It used to be, all right, they're going to get it. Let's make them all get it at the same time and be done with it.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I don't ever want them to get it. Chicken pox.
Yeah.
It's nothing.
Steven, go lick Bobby's arm. I don't want to lick Bobby's arm. Just
lick
his arm.
Lick his arm.
Just lick it once, right there.
And then there'll be an NBC show called The Lick. There is a commercial for this show coming out called The Slap.
Dude.
It looks like an interesting show.
Stupid name.
Dumbest name ever.
Yes.
It's about this dude. I don't know if he's got anger issues or what, but he pops this kid.
Yeah.
And then everybody's like, whoa! And then there's
you
this court case.
Kid at the birthday party.
I mean, Bill Peterson, he knows what it's about. He'd be like, dang, dude. But
The Slap.
The Slap. What a terrible name. Bill Peterson wouldn't slap anybody except for me if he got the chance. Rio Rancho Schools District first only superintendent has gotten a pay raise.
Oh.
Congratulations. The superintendent of Rio Rancho Public Schools is getting a $22,000 pay bump.
Whoa!
The school board voted unanimously to boost Dr. Sue Cleveland's pay from $158,000 to $180,000 a year. She has been with the district since its creation in 1994, the year after Jurassic Park came out. Under Cleveland's guidance, Rio Rancho has a graduation rate around 84%, one of the highest in the state.
That's great.
Kudos. Now, what they don't tell you is that there are about 26 people living in Rio Rancho. They thought it was going to be a great thing, and then it kind of failed. That's okay. They have a high graduation rate.
Oddly enough, Rio Rancho High School is where Walter White worked.
What? No wonder he was so smart.
I'm just saying, man.
It says here that they Rio Rancho High School also has some of the best test scores in the state.
That's great.
Kudos to her. She deserves that pay raise.
Booyah.
At least that's how I feel. The FBI is looking into a laser incident at the Sunport.
No way.
The airport here in Albuquerque. Guys, you can't shine lasers into plane cockpits. Here's what happens. The light gets in there and totally, like, refracts, and it lights up the entire cockpit, and they can't see anything.
Yeah.
You're going to cause a plane crash with your dumb laser. Don't do that.
I didn't even know those are still popular or around.
I didn't either.
I used to hate those
things. You'd go to the movies, and then it'd be like, serious, and there'd be a little red dot on somebody, like in some stupid place.
I would be so angry. Pull me out of the movie and be like, all right,
who's got it?
Who's got the stupid laser pointer?
You know what? I'm not a violent person, but it would be so funny to go to the movies and if somebody had a laser just to stand up and just throw a full bottle, like a full Coke at them.
Boom!
Be like, you are the ruiner!
No!
Yeah. And then probably get your butt kicked, but it would be worth it.
You wouldn't. It's like some 13-year-old kid who's like, hey, guys, look at a laser.
And then the parents would sue. I can't believe you threw a Coke at my son.
Yeah.
That's abuse. Pilots in a FedEx cargo plane were injured when someone shined a laser at the cockpit during landing at the Albuquerque Sunport. It happened Sunday night. Federal Aviation Administration officials say it's not the first time. In fact, in 2014, the FAA said it received nearly 3,900 reports of lasers being shined at aircraft across the country. It's a dangerous problem. Channel 7 KOAT reports that the possibility of losing control of the aircraft and crashing is actually quite real, said Sky 7 pilot Neil Lawson. Lawson says about 1 year ago, someone shined a laser at him while he was flying over downtown. Luckily, he was able to turn away from it, but that's not always an option.
Wow.
So the light hits the glass, it diffuses, it spreads throughout the cockpit, and it blinds pilots. This is not nice. There's a little video on KOAT's website about what happens. Watch this, Steve-O. You're going to get what it's basically like somebody shining a flashlight right in your face. But think about it kind of magnified from the ground, little green laser flying around. Oh, it's just a laser. I'm just a little kid. And then boom, it floods the cockpit. And you 13-year-old kid, have caused a plane crash. That's what happens. Isn't that crazy?
What if you get the red laser pointed at you and then your eyes, and then you go blind, but really it's because the refraction caused these red ruby things to penetrate your eyeballs, and then you gotta keep your eyes closed because when you open them, you shoot red laser beams out.
Are you telling me that I could turn into Cyclops?
Exactly.
Are you telling me this is a possibility?
That's what I heard.
Guys, I'll do it. Do it.
That would be the lamest origin story ever for a superhero.
It really would.
I used to be a pilot. And then some kid shined a laser pointer in the
right
cockpit,
in my face.
And it gave me laser beam powers.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. That's your whole origin?
No, like radioactive spider. No, like you weren't born on like an alien planet.
No, man. Laser pointer.
Laser pointer in the cockpit.
I beat that kid up, though. I took my revenge. I avenged myself.
No, what happened is you get the laser eyes and then you accidentally shoot them out and kill the little guy who was shooting the laser pointer at you, and you're like, oh no,
man,
now I have
that's
to
scary.
Devote myself to a life of justice. And
because you feel bad.
So you're constantly tormented, even though it was the kid's fault.
You know what?
He shined the laser pointer.
We're going to talk about that whole concept in Comics Corner because I found an interesting article on Bleeding Cool talking about how more often than not, the whole reason heroes begin is because either their wife or girlfriend or some female in their
parent.
Life. It's a female.
Bruce Wayne.
Like, that's why.
Martha Wayne.
And that's why a lot of girl comic readers are kind of. Because there's. In Spider-Woman number 4 or 5 or whatever that I read today, there's a reference from Spider-Gwen where she references this whole thing, and it's a big, smart.
Dun dun dun.
Kind of feminist angle that I had no idea about until I read this.
Gotcha.
And now I'm a feminist. So, pretty cool. Doug, are you a girl? Then
can't
I don't
fight
support
for your
you.
Rights. Yeah.
Brian Williams. from NBC Nightly News has been, he's taking a leave of absence. He's been let go for 6 months.
That's crazy.
And Lester Holt will be taking over. He's going to fill in. Wow. He's been filling in for almost a decade. CNN Money reports, for Holt, the circumstances are new and treacherous, but the job itself is not. He's been filling in for Williams for almost a decade, and he's a friendly face in the halls of NBC News. The 55-year-old newsman has been co-host of the weekend editions of Today since 2003. He added weekend nightly news to his duties in 2007, so he pretty much works nonstop Saturday and Sunday. He also hosts the news magazine Dateline, so a familiar face to take over for Brian Williams, who's probably writing his memoir somewhere. His memoir is going to be called Jurassic Park, My Life on the Island, I think.
Yep.
A Papa John's Pizza delivery boy is in trouble. And Papa John's Pizza has taken disciplinary action against him after he allegedly gave singer Iggy Azalea's personal phone number to family members who then repeatedly called and texted her.
Wow.
Actually, Iggy Azalea tweeted, Papa John's was my favorite pizza, but the drivers they use give out your personal phone number to their family members. When an employee steals information, it's called data breach. It's illegal. There are steps a corporation is supposed to follow afterward. I want answers at Papa John's. Why is customer confidentiality a joke to your company?
Wow.
And now Papa John's is scrambling. Papa John's tweeted, at Iggy Azalea, we've been trying to get in touch with you. Please follow us so we can DM you. All they have to do is just ask the guy what her phone number is and call her. Am I right? One-step plan. Make it happen.
Oh,
this
man.
Is a weird story that we can talk about later.
Okay.
Yeah, that's strange. I guess... Oh, I did want to report on this because I know all my gambling friends out there, y'all need to know. The Powerball is at $485 million. Guys, we can do this! Yes. All we got to do... Look, we all go in. $100. We buy as much as we can. Somebody's going to win. We split it evenly. 60-40. I get 60%. You guys all split 40. We can do this. We can do this. Doug, are you in? Oh, he's in. You know my boy Doug's in. Let's take a look at traffic.
All right.
There's an accident off to the side, I-40 West at Carlisle Boulevard, exit 160. We've also got... What is this over here? Show it to me, Matt. There it is. An accident at Coors Boulevard at Arenal Road.
Nice.
Southwest. And we've got long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. That's your look at traffic because we got to get to birthdays whipped up.
Oh, yeah. Birthdays whipped up.
There it is. Doug.
Hey.
Powerball action.
Let's do this.
Let's do
Let's
this.
Let's do it.
Wow.
See, my boy's always in. Are you in, Steve-O?
No.
Yes, you
oh,
are.
Oh, you come on.
Hey, hey.
Hey, more for us, Matt.
That's true.
More
no,
for us.
No. We gave you money for Luke to hit the baseball.
Oh, gosh.
Now you
Put
give
all
me
of
money,
that money
for us to
yes.
hit the Powerball.
Can you imagine I go back to the team like, guys, we raised $600 for the team.
Yep.
I used it all to buy Powerball tickets.
Powerball tickets!
We're gonna pay for this team for life.
Booyah. It could happen.
Oh, man. I would be fired.
Today, February 11, 2015, day 42, there are 323 days remaining in the year. First up, retired American mixed martial artist, UFC Hall of Famer, and former professional wrestler. He emerged as one of the biggest stars in the history of mixed martial arts. He headlined over 15 main events for the UFC and Pride Fighting Championships.
Ken Shamrock.
Yes.
Oh, man, I was going to say the Red Ranger. Brian St. Austin.
He's 45.
The world's most dangerous man.
He is 44.
He is 51.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Naval forces of the United States launched a series of
Damian Wait. Lewis.
Yes.
What is this, Homeland?
Yes.
Yeah! Homeland is a really good show. If you're looking for a show to watch, Homeland could be the one that you want to watch. But it's kind of crazy, so I can't give it a full endorsement on the air. But if we were off the air, I would say watch it.
He was also in Band of Brothers.
Is that the best way to handle that? I think that's the best way to handle that.
Dude, Sergeant Brody.
Brody!
No, no
that's
Brody.
How you named your kid. He named his kid after a TV show.
character who is crazy. He's crazy.
It's a terrorist TV.
Hey, quit throwing that word out.
My bad.
Brody is not a terrorist.
And not named after
And by
Sergeant
that I mean
Brody.
I mean the character on TV. Now the baby is a terrorist. He looks so cute.
Oh gosh.
He's breaking you down mentally.
Yeah. That's what he's that doing. He is. Damian Lewis is 46.
Damian Lewis is 42.
He is 44.
Dang. We're right there, man.
Right in the middle.
Next up, an American actor known for his leading role in the movie Cheats. He was also Jack Hunter on the ABC sitcom Boy Meets World.
Wait. Jack Hunter. Who was Jack Hunter? Was that Sean's older brother?
Savage.
That was Sean's older brother's best friend.
Dang it.
And he was in The Hot Chick, The Comeback, and Mrs. Doubtfire.
It's Matthew, it's Matt.
Willard?
Lawrence. Matthew
Matt Lawrence.
Lawrence.
Yeah.
Joey Lawrence, his little brother.
Really?
Yeah.
Never saw that show. I'm sorry, guys.
Yes. Nailed it.
36.
Doug, what is this music?
This is the original Boy Meets World.
Oh, why aren't you playing the good one?
It's getting there.
That's what I want.
This is Boy Meets World theme songs from every season.
Oh, wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Man, this sounds like an extravaganza.
They it is. The I theme wish... song?
Yep. They all kind of sound the same, apparently.
Wow.
Mm. Oh, here it is.
There it is.
36!
You love this show. You've never watched it.
I've never seen a single episode.
Gosh, how did you miss Boy Meets World? No, you know what? It was a little after your time.
Yeah.
It was. I understand. Because it was almost after my time. But I caught it because I'm immature. So I just watched it. No matter what. He is... Did you say 36?
Mm-hmm.
He's 33.
He is 35.
Ah! That's right. We got to the good one and we had to go away.
Next up, an American professional surfer known for his competitive proudness and style. He has been crowned the ASP World Tour Champion a record 11 times.
So Kelly Slater?
Yes.
Nice. I know zero surfer names.
This
zero.
Was the only.
Heck yeah, bruh.
Hey, bruh. Yeah.
Dude's like 43.
Dude is 39.
43 is correct.
Hey.
It's my bruh.
That's your bruh?
Yeah, bruh.
Bruh.
What?
American singer, songwriter, actress, and television personality.
I'm a survivor.
She rose to fame in the late 1990s as a member of Destiny's Child.
Bay.
Nope.
Michelle Williams.
Nope.
Kelly.
The other
Kelly
girl.
Rowland.
That's who it was.
Kelly Rowland, y'all. Kelly Rowland is 40. That was too old.
36.
34.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, Kelly Rowland.
Next up, she released her self-titled debut album, I Want to Be Down, and Baby peaked atop the Billboard Hot R&B Singles. Then she starred in the UPN sitcom, Moesha.
Moesha!
Brandy!
Yes.
I really did forget her name.
Moesha!
Brandy. Is this The Boy Is Mine?
Yep.
Featuring Monica.
Brandy is, I'm going to say 36.
35.
36 is correct.
That's right.
How do you know all these people? Cheryl Crow.
Yes.
Booyah.
Yes, dude.
I knew the good one.
51.
Nah, Brandy's cool. What happened to Brandy?
I have no idea.
She's married to Quentin Richardson.
Cheryl Crow is still the coolest so far. 51.
This song came on the radio yesterday while I was going to
really?
The gym. Yep. Ooh, that's a good guess. 50.
53.
Ah!
Not Cyndi Lauper, but an American political commentator, author, who served as the 9th governor of Alaska from 2006.
Sarah Palin.
Yes.
She's a maverick, don't you know?
She's 44.
Ugh. She's crazy. That's her age. That's what I'm saying. That's my guess. Crazy.
I like Sarah Palin.
Why? You know what I like?
See, we got to talk about this in comic books. Spider-Gwen changed you, man.
Spider-Gwen did not change me.
You say you're a feminist, but you're just not.
I am a feminist. I love girls. Except for Sarah Palin, because she's crazy. I hope our baby's a girl. Does that make me a feminist?
No.
I think it does.
Kind of, yeah.
I've got a pretty loose definition of feminism, so.
What did I say?
You said 50.
That means it was
wrong. No, you said 43. Ugh. Well, Matt's half right because she is crazy, but she's also 51 today.
Booyah! 51.
No, look, guys, I'm a feminist. I want...
Shinoda.
Never mind.
Yes.
Wow.
You got that so quickly.
Yeah.
The only other option was Chester, what's his face?
Bennington.
And then it's like, other member of Linkin Park. There's 40 of them.
I don't know why. It doesn't
Do you
really
want to hear my feminist joke? I was going to make
that in mind. I designed this right. Yes.
I was going to say it. No, I'm totally a feminist. I think all ladies should be free to spend all their time in the home cooking and cleaning.
Stop.
Who needs an education?
35.
Let's see. Shinoda. 38.
38 is correct.
Nice.
I got the good one.
Nicely done.
Mike Shinoda.
Next up, Hayley American
Williams.
Actor, model, and material artist. He's best known for playing Jacob in the Twilight Saga
Taylor
films.
Taylor Lautner.
Yes.
I really didn't know it. I'm so glad. I'm so
good
proud.
Job, Steve-O. Good job, Steve-O.
Oh, I feel good. Whatever, guys. Team Jacob. Gosh.
Na, 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 na. 28. I'm a vampire. Taylor Lautner is 26.
23.
God.
Only 23 years old. Nobody likes you when you're 23.
Nope. Hard for Tom DeLonge.
Amen.
Daniel, what's his name?
Wait.
Nope.
Is it
Danny McBride is who I was
Danny
thinking.
Danny McBride.
No. No, go back to...
Never seen that show.
What this song is actually from.
Oh. Is it Smokey and the Bandit?
Yep.
Burt Reynolds. Yeah! Burt Reynolds' birthday?
And it's not even the big birthday.
Wow. 66.
Down, up and trucking.
Nice old.
What'd you say?
66.
70.
79.
Whoa!
That mustache will never age.
That's crazy. What?
Who is it?
Jennifer Aniston!
Yes.
Yes!
Beat you to it. He beat you to it.
Yeah! Oh,
did
man.
It. Nailed it.
I would have said David Schwimmer first. Anyway.
Jennifer Aniston, I love you! I love you, Jennifer Aniston! Can you hear me? Maybe, Doug, do we know any Papa John's pizza delivery guys? Because maybe
some.
They
yeah,
can get
I
her
know where
number
you're going.
For me.
Yes.
That's what I need.
Jennifer Aniston is 46.
It's going to be older than I want it to be. 43.
Happy for you, Steve-O. She's 46 today.
Yay! You did it! It's older than I wanted it to be.
Yeah, sorry. Last time we talked, it's like, I still can't believe you're like a decade older than, you know, and it's like,
last time
you're
so talked
mature,
to her.
Oh. I'm like, I know.
We'll do one day. On this day and one year, President-elect Lincoln takes the train from Springfield, Illinois to Washington, D.C.
1861.
It inspired the song.
1860.
1861 is correct.
Yeah!
Good job.
I am owning this day!
You are.
You hear me, J.M.?
The number one song for today?
Oh, snap. Centifold, yo.
Centifold.
87. 86.
1982.
Oh.
Today is National Don't Cry Over Spilled Milk Day. It's Make a Friend Day. It's Peppermint Patty Day. It's Shut-In Visitation Day.
Okay.
It's Pro Sports Wives Day. Satisfied Staying Singles Day and White Shirt Day.
All right. White Shirt Day.
Yep. White Tee Wednesday.
Accept random accolades at Lobo Game Day because myself and Celeste from the afternoon show will be on the court tonight. Excited about that.
Playing center?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm a little short. Celeste going to be center?
I'm a little. Yeah,
Celeste is going to be
center. I'll play point.
You'll play point, yeah.
We got a bunch of Lady Lobo tickets because of that. So we're excited about that. We'll be giving those away. Of course, it is Wednesday. We got a lot for Comics Corner, Shock Therapy Live. We already got a question.
We do.
And CuddleCon.
What's CuddleCon?
We're going to talk about that.
We're
going to
talk about that.
Wow. All that and more on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Let's see what's shaking on the roadways right now. Hopefully not a lot. There's an accident at Coors Boulevard at Arenal Road Southwest. Also, accident off to the side, I-40 West at Carlisle Boulevard, exit 160. We've got long-term road construction at San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, coffee shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. I want to remind everybody coming up in the 11 o'clock hour today. Our girl Mitch, going to be interviewing Sarah Albee, an author for National Geographic, who wrote a book, Why'd They Wear That Fashion as the Mirror of History. It's all about fashion throughout time. It's going to be interesting.
Why didn't we do that?
I don't know. Because we're dudes?
Yeah, why didn't we do that?
Yeah.
You don't want to do the fashion segment?
Fashion throughout? No.
Maybe you should.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's coming up.
Yeah.
The 11
Sick
o'clock
burn,
hour.
Bro.
Man.
Fashion burn.
Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Hello.
It is Wednesday.
Please look at this email that I can't read.
February.
It's a question.
Man. February 11th. Just a few short days away from Valentine's Day. Now, you and I, of course, we've been collabing. Talking.
Yep. Talking.
Prepping,
walking.
It's coming up soon.
What are we going to do? We don't know.
I know what I'm doing.
What are you doing?
Well, I don't want to spoil
it, on the
but
air.
Okay. It rhymes with Little League tryouts from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Schmiddle Schmieg Smileouts.
Yes.
From Jim Barnan.
Yes.
Got it.
Nailed it. That's what I'm going to
do. How would
doing.
It rhyme with that?
I don't. It's crazy.
Is that what you're really going to do? You're going to go to Little League tryouts?
Yeah.
Is that the date?
Yeah.
You're going to get her some popcorn?
Going to get her some popcorn. She's going to be stoked.
No, wait. No, you're not. Which field is it at? Because they won't let you have popcorn.
That's true.
Nope. You better make different plans.
It's a terrible date. All right. I need new plans, guys. I don't have any. It's coming up.
Oh, that's a great question of the day. What should we get our wives for Valentine's Day?
Help us. It's the
11th. Help us. We're running out of time. Question of the day.
I hear Walgreens is 24 hours.
Oh, yeah. What should we get wives for Valentine's
Day? I got to be honest. A lot of people I know don't even celebrate it. It's Valentine's Day. Come on. You got to celebrate it, right? Or no?
Yes.
Is it the lazy dudes? Special day because this is the one time you dote on your bride? Static.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't tell you what you should buy your wife, but I can tell you a date. You can do is it's not so weird that you're going to a Little League tryout, but circus, man. That's what we're going to do.
Circus.
We're going to go to the circus.
The circus.
In town.
I played the wrong music. I was
dude. Right, I know it's crazy. But she had never. She's never been to one in her whole life. I figured, you know what, why not? And then there's only three of us, so we figured, we might as well go to the circus.
That's cool, man. That's good.
So it's going to be you, your wife, and then your buddy who doesn't have a girlfriend?
No.
Why not?
Our son.
What about that guy? Take him to the circus. He's never been.
Oh, man. Amazing. Oh, right.
Well,
the circus.
There you go.
Thanks, man.
All right. Later.
505.
The circus is a fun idea.
3700. It actually is. Could you imagine, though, going home and be like, Chrissy, girl.
No, because that's not my life.
Oh, yeah. That'd be weird. Yeah, you don't
Dawn.
Do that.
Yes, sir.
Girl, we going to the circus.
She'd go, no.
The boys would be like, yeah!
The circus! Brody would go, ah!
He wouldn't even know why he's screaming.
And then he would call me and be like, can you believe he's taking me to the circus?
What is happening?
He would say, this Joker don't know what he's doing.
Man.
I would say, Brody, stop calling me a whole lot.
Valentine's Day, it's coming up, this Saturday, men. And women. Does anybody care?
Yes.
Valentine's Day? 505-338-3700, the phone number. Let's talk a little Valentine's Day because it is coming up. I really do. I've heard multiple people say, we don't really celebrate Valentine's Day because we're romantic 365. We don't need a day to remind us to blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no, dude, I need this day. Need it. What is up with that article that you were looking at?
Which one? This one?
Is it actually on Valentine's
Day? I found something we could all do if we lived in Portland, Oregon. Guys, for most of her life, Kimberly Jensen has spent Valentine's Day alone. But on this Saturday, Valentine's Day 2015, she will be cuddling up to a complete stranger.
What?
CNN reports the 47-year-old who is perpetually single is one of more than 100 people attending CuddleCon,
okay,
which bills itself as the world's first ever cuddle convention in Portland, Oregon. Question of the day. Should I go to CuddleCon? Maybe I should take Dawn. What about this CuddleCon?
That's a real thing?
Oh, it's a real thing. It's a totes real thing, my friend.
Oh, Portland, you never cease to amaze me.
That's right. We need to call up James Meade and ask him about this.
We totally could.
She says, Miss Jensen, I hated Valentine's Day, and now I am looking forward to it. I am hoping to cuddle nonstop. Man, that's
so
baller status.
Weird.
Cuddle balling. Man. The 12-hour convention, which is strictly platonic and non-sexual, was created by professional cuddler Samantha Hess. We live in a world where there's a professional cuddler, and it's not me. Disappointment reigns. She is also the founder of Cuddle Me Up, a business that provides platonic touch for clients through cuddling sessions.
Okay.
Her idea to start a cuddling business materialized back in January 2013. I think we actually talked about this.
Yeah, I remember this thing.
She came across a photo on Facebook of a man offering free hugs, and a newly divorced Hess thought to herself, hey,
I'm a good hugger.
I'd definitely pay somebody for a hug at the right moment. Just because I don't have someone in my life doesn't mean I don't deserve affection and touch, she says. That's her quote. The thought of cuddling a stranger on Valentine's Day might seem creepy to normal people, but Hess said the problem lies with people's perception. In our culture, cuddling is connected with romantic relationships. Platonic touch is such a taboo thing. There are a lot of moms who give a lot of touch, but they never really take. So they come into my business and they get a touch from me. Cuddling. It's a cuddle touch. Steve-O.
I'm just drinking my coffee because I have no words.
Amy Muse, a postdoctoral fellow at the University of Toronto, Canada, co-authored a study on the effects of cuddling in a relationship. She said there is research to suggest that cuddling, which is commonly associated with romantic relationships, can also be found in platonic relationships as well. It doesn't have to be a sexual thing, she says. Touch is a way for people to feel closer to one another. People have a need to belong and connect to others, and affection is one way we might do this.
Mm.
And so we give to you CuddleCon.
CuddleCon!
Portland, Oregon, this Valentine's Day. Should we take our wives? Yes or no?
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Did you post that article?
Oh, I...
Gosh, that photo is so weird.
Guys, it's cool. It's just cuddling.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Oh,
no.
Happy Valentine's, guys.
Happy Valentine's.
Tell Mitch I said Happy Valentine's Day, too.
We will.
I will tell her.
We will.
All of you guys, tell us. Tell all the tell Doug Happy Valentine's Day.
Doug, Happy Valentine's Day, buddy.
Who is this? What's your name?
Zachariah.
That's who I thought it was.
Fernando.
Right. You tell the Fernando family Happy Valentine's Day. We love you guys.
We love you too.
Happy Kettle Day. Bye.
Happy Valentine's. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Static.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, dude? You know, that call was just a reminder that kids are listening.
Hey, I'm trying to be cool with this. This is a real thing.
Hey, I'm just busting your chops, man.
Don't bust my chops.
Pool boy, help us out, man. I mean, I'm sure you're doing something special for your lady, right?
I never know till that day.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we kind of really don't make plans. I just kind of end up doing things on the spur of the moment. We kind of like to do that, you know? Yeah.
Hey, kids are listening.
Spontaneous.
They need plans.
Dude,
come on, man.
Show them how to be a good husband.
Spontaneity rules
the day. Definitely we go out to eat. I don't know if since it's going to be on a Saturday, I might want to take her out to a nice breakfast.
Might think about reservations.
No, not for breakfast. Not out here.
Do they have good breakfast locations on reservations out here?
No, not on a reservation. I mean reservation.
Oh.
No, yeah. We tried to make one time at this place out here, Uno Bar and Grill. It was like 2 years back, and we figured it was going to be packed because we were going around 6:37.
Yeah.
And I tried to call and make reservations. They said they didn't even take reservations. You just got to come in.
No, man.
Chance it.
We're just happy people are walking in here, so.
That's cool.
There you go.
Yeah, but yeah, definitely go eat and then just, you gotta be nice all day, man, for one day of the year.
You got
so
man,
two,
nice.
No, wait, three. That's all three. Day. Christmas, her birthday, and Valentine's.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding.
Love it.
I know.
Thanks, pool boy.
It can't be that much.
Man. All right, man. I love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
All right, later.
See, my thing is, it's Valentine's Day, and then 2 days later is Dawn's birthday.
Right.
So I have to make this thing be cool. So man. This cuddle con, this could be great.
Yeah.
This could be solid.
505-338-3700.
It could be a long weekend of just cuddling people. You could have a Saturday of cuddling complete strangers.
Gosh.
And then you have two more days to repair your relationship.
This is real life. Static.
Good morning. It's Mark Wiggins.
Wiggins.
How you been?
Gosh.
It's been good.
Forever.
Where have you? I know. Forever and ever. I listen to you guys. I just don't call in because I'm bashful.
Okay. Bashful. Tell us your Valentine's Day plans.
Well, my wife's like really chill and cool. She's very, let's just go get a beer and have a hamburger. And I'm like, but I don't drink beer. It's gross. But she has that attitude of, who cares what we do? Let's just go hang out somewhere just outside of the house. And
Cuddle
let's
con.
Not be.
I like that.
Cuddle con.
We have the best option for you. It's called Cuddle Con. It's in Portland, Oregon. You can just go cuddle complete strangers.
See, my
That's a long drive to be awkward.
You got
to
fly, man. Spend some money on your wife.
My wife and I are the same way, though, but we inevitably, it's like, I don't know, where you want to go? I don't know, what do you want to do? We're so indecisive that inevitably it's like at Barnes & Noble looking at books.
Man, that's a good Valentine's Day. That's
for real. It's like, oh, well, I guess we're looking at books, but that's what she always wants to do. It's like Target.
And then
hey,
you're like,
we could go to Target without the kids.
Like, hey, this is your special day. If you want
to go to the How to Be Romantic section of Barnes and Noble,
yeah,
maybe.
Dude.
No,
don't go there.
Well, then my wife's birthday is in like 7 short months, and it's like really 2 times in a short period like this. Heck.
Ridiculous.
I know. Happy Valentine's Day, love.
Happy Valentine's Day,
man.
God bless you guys.
Later. God bless you too, Fireman Wiggins. Everybody,
I actually do have a plan for Valentine's Day.
You do?
I do.
Well, you can't say
you
it.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
Figure something out to do.
Ah, that's
one
a good
step plan. One step,
yeah,
Doug.
That's good. Static.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, this is Sarah and Olivia Sterling.
Hey!
Hi. We're going to balloon crew at a big balloon event on Saturday morning. You guys should come join us.
Oh, man.
Guys, that's not till October.
That sounds awesome. I have Little League tryouts on Saturday morning. I'm trying out for Little League. No.
I'm trying to get a little more sleep. No, actually,
yeah.
I do Saturday morning on the
radio.
You
really do. Yeah, you're here. I will literally be at a baseball field all day till 3 o'clock.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
No.
Not the ideal Valentine's Day, but, you know.
Well, hopefully you can make up for it that night.
Totally. We're going to Target.
All right.
Thanks, Sarah.
Always good to go shopping.
Amazing.
Y'all have a good day.
Yeah, Sarah, have fun.
Bye, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Awesome. I love that family.
Yeah, they're a good
family. They're great. Static.
Hey, guys. SB.
SB.
So, I just tuned in, but I heard a little bit of a cuddle con.
Yeah, I bet you did.
I've heard of things like that. And
you have?
Well, I watch, you know, daytime TV with some of my clients and...
What? Wait.
Stop. Pause. Okay. Hang on.
Okay.
Just wait a second. Let me process what you just said. You watch daytime TV with some of your clients?
That just doesn't sound...
What does that mean?
Well, I'm a home health person.
Oh,
and
okay.
I have some clients who my only job with them, except for maybe one or two chores, is to just hang out with them because they might run off and do other things.
What does that mean?
They're very elderly.
Gotcha.
You just blew my mind. I don't know. What are they going to do? Go register for AARP?
Hey, man, these are the days of our lives.
Hey, you never interrupt them during their stories, SB.
These are their stories. This is what they need. They need things like Days of Our Lives and Cuddle Con. Yeah. No, man, we're good. We know elderly healthcare. That's what Matt and I want to do when we grow up.
Yep.
So
I'm just sounds creepy.
And by elderly healthcare, what I mean is if we could find a way to just kind of, it's kind of like Jurassic Park for old people.
Gosh.
You just get an island and then you just find a way to get everybody there. And you put up fences so it's safe and there's electric cars so you always know where you're going. And it's tons of genetic engineering. They're lysine deficient, so they have to eat a lot of vegetables, certain plants. It's a great idea. It's population control.
You're really helping us with our future.
Look,
SB,
the vehicles are controlled by a computer grid. I mean, we've got drastic drops in accidents because we're driving on the wrong side of the road, forgetting where we're going. We're not even doing that anymore.
I'll let your baby know that that's exactly how you want your retirement to be.
Did you get my baby's email?
Through Papa John's.
How did you? Oh, no!
Yeah, Papa John's.
Lavender!
Giving out children's emails. Thanks,
Our
SB.
Our babies are talking to
Amazing.
Each other.
Incredible.
Thank you for calling, SB.
505-338.
I'm just messing.
What is happening today?
I'm just messing about
that
elderly island thing. Of course, I don't have the money for that.
Instead of, forget Isla Nubla, it's Isla Old Blah.
Hey-o! Hey-o! Guys, what do you think about this? Steve-O and I don't have any plans for Valentine's Day.
We do not.
Apparently, it's weird if we celebrate together, so we have to celebrate with our wives. And we need a plan. So go to our Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio, and tell us what we should do.
There you go. Or 505-338-3700. Oh, amazing. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static!
Hold on to me as we go. As we roll.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Hola. It's time for Travis.
Mateo?
Hello. Hola, Steve-O.
Hola.
Hola. I feel bad.
Why?
I feel bad trying to do that.
It's okay.
I feel bad. I feel bad. I'm sweaty. There's an accident off to the side, I-40 West at Carlisle Boulevard. That's exit 160. There's a lot of congestion on 40 eastbound.
I feel that. I think it's allergies.
That's not you.
Oh.
Rio Grande Boulevard Northwest, 12th Street exit, all of those. Seems like it's just kind of stacked up down to about 30 miles an hour on the interstate, which can be a pain. Long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. Tell you what I'm happy about. I washed my jeans last night and the color didn't fade. Booyah! So that's good. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
Heyo!
Oh.
Welcome.
It's Wednesday, y'all.
It's also Valentine's Day prep day.
Oh, no!
That's right. VDPD.
For all of us who haven't made a plan yet,
we need your help.
Yes, we do.
We have a phone call. Let's see what they say.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I love you, Christian Brothers. You're so silly.
We really are.
Don't you call us names.
All right, so you guys need something to do for Valentine's Day, right?
Yes. Totes.
I will tell you what we already did.
Oh.
The first thing is, women out there listening, don't wait for your husband to do this stuff or your boyfriend.
True.
Don't put that on them. A lot of them have no clue like these guys do. What do we do?
Exactly. What do you do?
Take them out instead. Take your man out. I took my husband out on a date last Friday as a pre-Valentine. This is our Valentine's. Don't do anything for me next week. Get the date.
Yeah, okay. Well, wait. You did the pre-Valentine's Day date and said, don't do anything for me. What happens if he doesn't do anything for you? Let's be really honest here.
He really won't do anything for me. We've been married over 15 years,
nice.
And he is not that kind of guy.
Well, we just know
the hearts
that...
and flowers he don't do, but he fixes things. And if I ask for a tea from McDonald's at 10 o'clock at night, he'll go get it.
That's sweet.
See, so...
We just know that you're a woman, and typically women deal in silent expectations.
Yeah.
but that's why I'm calling, because they shouldn't.
Call your man up,
even if you're married to him, and ask him out, and you pay.
Wow.
And I took him over to Azuma and did the whole tip and grill thing.
Nice.
It was awesome. And then afterwards, if you drive all the way outside of a city, wherever you're living, Albuquerque's real good because that's where a lot of us live.
Yeah.
Drive all the way out to the side, turn around and look at the lights and just kind of sit. Don't talk too much. Guys don't really like that.
Yeah. Wow.
Talk a little bit, hold hands.
A little talk.
A little bit more.
Can you write
quiet.
A book?
This sounds like cuddle con.
Like you need to write a book for everyone. Can you just do that? Just write a book.
Hey, I want to ask you something.
We'll get that for everybody for Valentine's
Day. Do you typically, would you say growing up, that? And this is just for my own knowledge, would you say growing up that you liked hanging out with girls more or with guys more?
Oh, we were talking about this last night at Connect Group.
Well, on the one hand, I tended to be the woman who had all the guy friends. But on the other, I didn't have really strong guy friends.
Because
we were military and we moved almost every year.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
But would you say that typically, if you had to just hang out, you would find yourself more often hanging out with guys than you would like a pack of girls?
Honestly, I still have more guy friends than girlfriends.
See? That's what I thought.
Yeah, and my husband's fine with that.
Yep. That's cool.
No, this is what we were talking about last night.
I was just talking about, I have never, ever met a woman or a girl that said, I just love hanging out with my girls.
Right.
It's always, I hate hanging out with girls. I've always
girls
hung up
are
with
so
guys.
And yeah.
I've yet to meet a girl that liked hanging out with other girls.
I am 46 years old. I have one friend that's a chick that I hang out with once a week.
And
we take a walk
chick.
Out in the woods, and that's it.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
You always
have
call
us. Have a great Valentine's Day, guys.
Hey, you too.
Call us and give us advice anytime.
Yes, absolutely.
Watch Blade Runner.
All right.
Amazing. Love it. That's awesome.
That's true. I want to meet a female that says, you know what? I prefer to hang out with other females. It's not real. It's just a concept. It's not a real thing.
505-338-3700 with Valentine's Day coming up this Saturday. We were talking Valentine's Day plans. What are yours? Do you have any? I found a list of 5 cities you must visit in 2015.
This could be a plan.
Yeah.
What's number one? Look at number one.
I know.
This
is pretty great. Number 5, Denver, Colorado. This according to Huffington Post, by the way.
Hey, that's not too far.
I know. They said anyone who is anyone performs at Red Rocks.
That's true.
Which is basically the coolest, most magical place to see a concert.
I've never been there. I want to go there.
You've never been there?
No.
I've only seen 2 shows there. It was Bjork, and then I saw Mumford there.
What about that time you saw Foo Fighters?
No.
He got sick and couldn't go.
Yeah.
It's a great story.
It was cool. I only had front row seats.
Front row seats.
I was only...
Foo Fighters at Red Rocks.
I only had front row
seats. And this
seats.
Joker got sick.
But thanks for bringing it up, man.
Happy
That's
Valentine's
cool.
Day.
Story of my life.
Oh.
Number four, top five American cities you should visit in 2015.
Someone getting the best, best, the best of you.
Speaking of the best, guess what number four is?
What?
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Hey, why?
Thanks, Huffington Post.
What happened?
They say if you're a Breaking Bad fan, you've probably already been to Albuquerque or planned a trip to check out all the shoot locations. You can go for the chicken fried steak fingers at Max Steak in the Rough. Stay for the sopapillas. Don't forget to get in a round or two at one of the many nationally acclaimed golf courses. Good job, Albuquerque.
Nice, dude.
Top five awesome cities to visit in 2015. If you live in Albuquerque, you could just say, babe, for Valentine's Day, I'm taking you one of the top five American cities you got to visit this year. And she's going to go, oh my God, I'm so excited. And you're like, ready? We here.
We
Albuquerque,
here.
New Mexico.
We don't have to. I love you so much. We live in a place where we don't have to go anywhere.
Air day, girl.
That's a better plan than what I was thinking. Where you would say, I want to take you to one of the highest places around.
Ooh.
And then the whole week, Dawn's like, we're going to go up to the peak. This is going to be so romantic. Oh, I'm so excited. And then we go to Denver. And she's like, I thought the elevation was the same. And then I'll say, that's not what I meant.
Yeah.
What's number three?
Number three, I've never been here. North Carolina State, home, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, Raleigh, yeah.
Right down the road from Duke, UNC.
That place is beautiful.
They say that it epitomizes the best of a small metropolitan southern town.
Yes, agree. That place is beautiful.
All right.
That's a good recommendation. I've been there.
Number two, never been here. San Antonio.
Yes. No. Oh, why would anybody go to San Antonio?
To escape the crowds of Austin, Texas. They say San Antonio is the new Austin.
No.
Art exhibits, Tex-Mex, American history lessons. Dude, the freaking Alamo is there.
I know. That's it. That's all you got.
Remember the Alamo.
And you remember it. You don't go visit it. You just remember it.
Oh. I've never been. Dude, the Riverwalk?
I've heard about it, but...
Saying. Number two. All right, top five cities you should visit in 2015 to help you with your Valentine's Day plans, because you got a couple days to get plane tickets. Number one place to visit.
Where is it?
Portland, Oregon.
CuddleCon! Woo! 2015, CuddleCon!
Doesn't even mention CuddleCon in here.
Platonic touch.
It says you can think of a million reasons to go to Portland. But check it out. They've got Voodoo Donut, which is, I believe, like what
I've
inspired Rebel, probably.
Probably.
It seems like it's similar. Cathedral Park.
I think I've been there.
Yeah. Finding some 5K to run.
There's tons of them.
Really?
Everywhere you look, there's a race going
Somebody's
on.
Just running from their problems.
Not even just someone, it's a group of people.
Racing to CuddleCon.
It's a community.
Portland, Oregon, number one of the top five American cities you should visit in 2015. But shout out to Albuquerque, we made it.
Number
we made
four.
Top five. Number four.
Number
Thanks,
four.
Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul.
For real.
We're on the map now, guys.
We own the map.
We made it.
We own the map.
Valentine's Day this Saturday, and if your number one destination is Portland, Oregon, you can check out CuddleCon. No, we're not joking. It's actually happening this weekend.
There's a CuddleCon.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah, that's weird.
We posted the article, facebook.com/mystaticradio, or you can chime in, 505-338-3700. Static!
Wally's going to CuddleCon.
Oh, yeah, Wally!
Let's do this, gentlemen. I'm all in.
All right. CuddleCon.
Definitely not. No, no way. I also have to say I love you both, and San Antonio is not the new Austin.
That's what I'm thinking.
Hey, as a Texas expert?
Yes.
No.
Expert.
No. No. I will not accept it. I've lived in Austin. San Antonio is just a hop and a skip down the road.
It is.
I remember the Alamo, but no.
Austin just has, it's weird. It's got a charm unto itself.
Yeah.
And San Antonio is not that.
Yeah. It doesn't have a charm unto itself.
No.
Okay, Wooly,
no.
I've got two things for you. Okay?
Being a
Texan as well, being, you know, love of Texas, West Texas, which some would say doesn't count.
Mm.
I say it counts more so than your
totally
fancy
counts.
Schmancy
yeah.
Austin.
No.
Shh. So artsy, that's not even real Texas.
It is real.
Okay? Listen to me.
Life.
If you consider yourself an expert of Texas, you have to call yourself a Texpert.
Texpert.
Okay? That's one.
Oh, okay. I'm down. I remember the Alan Bro. There we go.
All right. Alabro.
Okay.
Alabro.
Number two. coming up this Monday, 9 a.m. on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yes.
I can do that.
A resident Texan, Shawn Michaels, will be joining us. Shawn Michaels.
We're going to interview him.
From the WWE, the Heartbreak Kid. Going to be on Team Awesome Morning Party, and you're the first person I thought of because you're a big old WWE fan still.
I think you're part of the reason
why we got Shawn Michaels. So, yeah.
It's true.
Real question, all right?
Real answer.
Is he going to be in Albuquerque, or are y'all doing this on the phone?
We're just calling him. He's in Tejas. He's in Texas, man. He's got things to do. He's got a book that just released yesterday called Wrestling for My Life, and it's all about his faith. And his life in the WWE.
That guy, like, became a Christian in the middle of, like, the most crazy circumstances, and he joined, you know, that big dude from, he lives in San Antonio, right outside of San Antonio, yeah. Big dude on the TV, John Hagee, or whatever, I don't know if he's still alive, he's kind of a big dude, but, like, he went to his church, and he there's so many crazy little testimonies of, like, Shawn Michaels just came in and, like, God did a lot of work in his life. Oh, man, I'm stoked. All right, so that book dropped today?
Yep, Wrestling for My Life, and we're going to talk to him about it on Monday.
Monday.
Right here on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Oh, my gosh.
Shawn Michaels.
Oh, my gosh.
Shawn Michaels, Heartbreak Kid. The showstopper.
I'm so stoked.
The showstopper. We're stoked, too.
I'm so stoked. Okay. I don't know what to do with my hands. Like, I'm just...
Drive your car.
Yeah, do that.
That's exactly what I'm doing with my hands.
And be excited that you moved from Albuquerque, which is number 4 on top 5 American cities you should visit in 2015, to number 5, Denver, Colorado. So, good job. You lived in 2 of the top 5 cities in 2015. Lived.
Wow.
You lived it, buddy.
Wow. Can I put that on my taxes? I feel like that's a break somewhere.
Yeah, maybe.
Save some money. Maybe. I feel like.
Yeah. So there you go.
I have 2 out of 5, man. Come on, give me 100 bucks.
Give him a break.
Let's go, Obama.
Let's go, Obama.
All right. So I'm just saying, hey, that's awesome. I think that's the sickest interview, and I am so stoked.
We're looking forward to it. Yep.
If y'all were like interviewing it in person, I may have calmed down, but just have to drive to San Antonio and be on the other end of the line. And he'd be like, "What are you doing in my house?"
We need to figure out if you're going to come down for Fastlane, because now Triple H and Sting are going to fight.
What is happening? Yeah, is this happening? We need this.
Wait. Are y'all watching Fastlane?
Of course, I thought WrestleMania was right now.
Y'all watching Fastlane?
I got the WWE Network.
He got your network, bro.
Gonna watch them all.
Mateo, it makes me so happy that you're a Daniel Bryan fan. Can I just throw that out there?
Yes.
I like him. Yes. In fact, Willie, when I found
y'all are watching Fastlane.
Yeah,
that's going down.
Yeah, of course.
When I found out that Marvel got Spider-Man back, I sent everybody a picture of Daniel Bryan going, yes.
He really did. So
I was excited.
There you go. Man. Amazing.
I'm so stoked.
Love you, Willie.
Love you.
He's cutting out. It's Colorado.
We're losing you.
Oh,
love
Colorado,
you.
Colorado, no.
He's going Colorado, no. Colorado, bro.
He is our Colorado, bro.
He is our Colorado, bro. Willie. Doug, write that down.
Amazing.
Colorado, bro. Willie.
We got to take a quick break. Coming back, 8 o'clock hour. You know it. It's Wednesday.
Comic.
Can only mean one thing.
Count.
Yeah, that's right. On the way back with that, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio. Careful
traffic.
Hello. Let's take a look at traffic quickly. Oh! The map is ablaze with different colored diamonds. And this ain't no ski slope, friends. This ain't no ski slope. See what's up. There's around the long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard and San Diego Avenue Northeast. This is I-25 southbound, so where it intersects with Alameda. I don't know what's going on, but it is stacked right now. I don't think it's that construction, but something's going on there in the kitchen. I don't know what's cooking. Coolio. Also, accident 2 lanes are blocked. I-25 south at Candelaria Road. That's exit 227A. Over on the west side, an accident's been reported at Coors Boulevard South and I-40, and it looks like 40 eastbound is pretty stacked up around there. Also, there's an accident at Unser Boulevard South in Montaño. The left lane is blocked. That's not good. Watch out for that. There's a lot of congestion this morning, probably due to the rain that's coming down and people going nuts and not realizing what they're doing.
Yeah.
So pay attention to what you're doing and be kind and drive carefully. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. It is Wednesday. It is 8:15. It is time for our favorite segment of the week.
Yes. Winkle brother,
lift your- That's Colony House.
What? How did that happen?
I have no idea.
That would have been awesome.
That would have been
our
great.
Favorite segment of the week song. And then we don't talk.
Colony House. Well, it started with C.
It's okay.
Oh, nerds.
To the Idiot Mobile.
Hey, Colony Corner. No. Get on the corner. Get on the corner. Corner, corner, corner. Corner, corner, corner. Get him everywhere.
Quarterback.
Football.
Doug's a girl.
Colony Corner.
Hey,
just
do Doug.
It,
let's do it.
It's back. Welcome to Comics Corner, our weekly nerd segment.
Yeah.
Comics Corner brought to you by Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast, astrozombies.com, or 232-7800, that's 232-7800. A lot of comic stuff to get to this week.
Yeah, it was a big week. I spent a lot of money this week because I had to buy... Okay, everybody, here's how nerdy I am. I had to buy another box to keep all my comics in.
I know.
Nerddom. I've already gone through two whole boxes just being here in Albuquerque. I have other boxes that I moved from Nashville full of comics, and now I have three. Working on three.
Boom.
But I'm happy about it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Dude, the biggest news of the week, of course.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
It is official.
It is official.
Spider-Man is moving to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Now, here's the thing. Not everybody's as nerdy as us and knows what's going on. A while back, Marvel wasn't the top of their game.
Nope.
In fact, they were in danger of going away.
They had to file Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
And so in that time, they're like, who's our biggest property? Spider-Man. Let's sell him off. They sold Spider-Man off to Sony.
Well, they sold the film rights.
Film rights, right. Mm-hmm. The film rights off to Sony. They sold the film rights to X-Men and Fantastic Four and Daredevil, I believe. Right? That was Fox as well.
Yes.
To Fox.
And Ghost Rider.
And Ghost Rider. That's right.
Who was Blade
selling
with?
Off a few properties.
Blade was maybe Universal or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I don't know. That was an interesting one. So, fast forward years later, Spider-Man has kind of sucked of late. We liked him. I really enjoyed the last two Spider-Man movies.
Amazing Spider-Man. The first one, I loved it.
Yeah.
I loved that movie.
The second one was good.
The second one had great parts, but as a whole, it was a mess.
Yeah. It was a disaster piece.
It was still better than Spider-Man 3,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Oh, way better. And so, Sony's like, hey, what are we going to do? Kind of tanking. And all fanboys held their breath as Sony and Marvel started talking to each other because Sony said, psh, as far as comic book characters go, Spider-Man is the most lucrative.
This is huge.
He makes the most money of any superhero in the universe.
True. And more news has come out about this because the particulars of the deal between Sony and Marvel, Disney, they're kind of dubious. Nobody really knows just exactly how much play Marvel has with Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because we found out that, oh, Spider-Man's back with Marvel. This is great. This is awesome. Hooray. And then it's like, but Sony's still moving ahead with a Venom and a Sinister Six movie. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Because their plans, I don't know. Here's where I think it's a positive, and this is why I think we don't have to worry. I completely lost my train of thought. This is why. Sony just recently had a huge regime change because of all of the mess with the hacking and then all the emails that got put out there. And so Amy Pascal, who was like the big wig or one of the big wigs, has been bumped down.
Oh, yeah.
She's still there, but
she was the mouth. They got in trouble because she had all the negative things to say about Angelina Jolie.
About everybody.
Yeah.
So she got taken down a notch and she's still there and she's still involved with Spider-Man, but it's in a much less... much lesser degree than she was.
Yeah.
So she's going to be around. But they brought on Kevin Feige from Marvel, mm-hmm. who is the man with the plan. He's the reason we have all these fantastic movies, because he's kind of spearheading this adventure.
Mm-hmm.
And I call it an adventure and not just a venture, because it's an adventure.
Ah,
and it's wonderful.
Like that.
And he's in charge of it. So I am confident that with him involved in any capacity, it's going to be infinitely better than what we would have gotten when it was just Sony's plan.
Yeah.
Because they're going to incorporate the Marvel Universe into Spider-Man. That's how it was worded. Now, here's my thing. The new bigwigs at Sony, there's no way they're going to let it keep tanking.
Right.
So I think they're going to keep saying, I hope they keep saying, let Marvel do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
What worries me, though, is the fact that Sony is still going to be releasing the Venom movie and the Sinister Six movie. I kind of don't really care. I don't have to go see those movies.
There you go.
I can just go see the Spider-Man
ones. You're going to anyways.
I will go see it, but that's my thing.
You're going
it's not live or die.
Right.
You know, because Spider-Man's going to be with Marvel. And that since that's a whole universe, I think Kevin Feige will still have a hand in that.
Yeah.
Somehow. They got to trust him.
What's crazy is, you know, this will be the third reboot of Spider-Man because, yes, they are pseudo-rebooting him. He's going back to high school.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a new actor. Andrew Garfield is out, even though he had signed a few picture deal.
Yeah.
Doesn't count anymore. So they released him from his contract. Yet again, we're going to get a brand new Spider-Man. So
here's more of the thing that we've learned. Marvel isn't paying a dime to Sony for the rights to use Spidey, but the studio won't receive a cut of the earnings for any of Sony's Spider-Man films. Sony won't get a cut of the Marvel films that feature Spider-Man. So they're pretty much just saying, let's share him, you get your cut, we get our cut, no new cuts will be made.
Yeah.
Because Disney already gets a huge chunk of merchandising from Spider-Man, and as we talked about yesterday and the day before that, Spider-Man is the biggest merchandising superhero profit in the world.
Yeah.
Not profit as in telling the future, profit as in cashola. He makes more money than any other comic character, by far. It's ridiculous, the amount of money that Spider-Man makes. Nutso! So anyway, Disney, Marvel reportedly had previously offered Sony billions of dollars to buy back the rights of Spider-Man. How important is this? That's close to what they paid for Star Wars.
Mm.
That's how big of a deal Spider-Man is, Doug. Doug! It's a big deal. Disney had offered Sony almost as much and maybe more than they did for Star Wars. The entire Star Wars thing. Which Star Wars is probably going to make more money than any movie that comes out this year.
Yeah.
More than likely. Maybe even the Avengers. Marvel is instead essentially leasing the rights from Sony. Sony gets a hopefully revitalized Spider-Man thanks to Marvel, while Marvel gets to use one of their most iconic characters. The new Spidey will first appear in a Marvel movie, reportedly Captain America Civil War, before getting his own standalone film from Sony on July 28, 2017. MCU characters could also appear in the new Spider-Man films. That's what makes me think Kevin Feige's going to have his hand on the Spider-Man universe. Marvel Studios head Kevin Feige will not be compensated for producing Sony's 2017 Spider-Man film. Sony will have final say over casting for the new Spider-Man and is said to be looking for an actor much younger than Andrew Garfield, who is 31. That's my age, and I guess now I've found out that I'm old. Sony is looking to go back to Spidey's roots and put the character back in high school. Amazing Spider-Man 1 and 2 director Mark Webb will not be back.
Man.
So his trilogy is gone. Amazing Spider-Man producers Avi Arad and Matt Talmack have been bumped down to executive producers with, quote, no real say in the creative direction of the character moving forward. Guys, this is a miracle. Avi Arad is the worst thing that ever happened to Spider-Man. He's the reason Venom was so crappy in Spider-Man 3. He's the reason Venom was even in the movie, and he shouldn't have been in the movie. He should have been alluded to the entire film and then maybe given a hard tease at the end of the movie, and then Spider-Man 4 would have been Venom.
That would have
been
good.
And it would have been incredible.
It wouldn't have sucked as much.
Who came up with that? Normal people like me.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Avi Arad coming up with all these stupid ideas?
Terrible
anyway,
ideas.
Anyway, Arad was a key player with both Marvel and Spider-Man for many years and was sort of a proto-Kevin Feige as Marvel became increasingly immersed in the world of film and TV beginning in the late 90s. One source claims this could be the first step towards a larger plan to reacquire Spider-Man by Marvel, while another speculates that Disney is angling to acquire Sony Pictures entirely if it goes to market. The Sony Spider-Man spinoffs for the moment are still in the works. This is what worries me. This includes Sinister Six, Venom, and the female Spidey characters film that we've previously heard about, which is a terrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
The Amazing Spider-Man 3 is obviously dead, and while Feige's involved with Sony's new Spider-Man films, he currently is not expected to be creatively involved with the spinoffs.
So here's another thing, though. Marvel, or Disney, who owns Marvel, is just buying up everybody.
Let them buy it.
I love Disney. I love Marvel. I love what they've done. Mm-hmm. But man, eventually, there's not going to be any more studios because Marvel's just going to buy everything. And it's all going to be the same. It's all going to be uniform.
See, this is where I want them to buy Sony.
Yeah.
Sony is a video game machine.
Yeah.
Sony is owned by Sony Corporation based in Japan, which its main thing is electronics and video games.
Yeah.
Sony Motion Pictures Entertainment is a different animal.
Yeah.
I say get rid of your movie studio, sell it to Disney, and then whatever. You still got Warner Brothers. Okay. You still got 20th Century Fox.
So Sony's just thinking about getting rid of the movie aspect.
That's what I think they should
do. The video games.
Totally. Yeah. That's it. And I bet that's Disney's actual plan.
That'd be nice.
Like, I bet it goes a lot farther than just purchasing Spider-Man. I bet if they could buy Sony Pictures outright, they would do it.
Now, because of this major, major announcement that they're going to be teaming up, did you see Hugh Jackman yesterday?
Yes. What did he say? I never read the article.
Talked a little bit about the idea of him coming over to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, because you still have the X-Men, you still have the Fantastic Four, all these guys who aren't necessarily a part of it yet. All Marvel, thanks Marvel for at one time almost going under and having to sell your good properties. I can't wait till it's all one big thing. But I know he made a little comment.
He did.
Yeah.
He says so many forces at play there, man, beyond what anyone would want. The thing I've always loved about the comic book world is how the fun thing was how a writer of a comic book could just pull all these characters together and what became a Friday night discussion of it would be cool to see Iron Man fight Wolverine and bang, Monday morning, they're working on it, you know.
Yeah.
But that's an idealized world.
Yeah.
So he's kind of like, I wish. The thing about it, though, 20th Century Fox has done well with the X-Men movies.
Yep.
Especially the last two. Three, I guess, if you count Wolverine, which did a lot better. We liked the first two-thirds of the movie.
Yeah.
The last third of the movie was a letdown.
It was really
to
just Deadpool.
Yeah.
If they had removed Deadpool...
I'm talking about the Wolverine.
Oh, the Wolverine.
With Silver Samurai.
Yes.
You remember? It was a great movie, and then it just kind of went...
Yep.
Like, about the time he got shot with all the arrows. That's about the time when the movie started going... Well, this is another old X-Men movie.
Dan Slott wrote it.
Hey, we'll talk about that in a minute. But X-Men First Class was great.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
Days of Future Past
was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I am stoked for X-Men Apocalypse. I am stoked for that movie.
Yeah. And Oscar Isaac,
honestly,
can do no wrong to me. So.
I'm stoked for Fantastic Four.
Me too.
I think it could be really cool. The director, Josh Trank, said his main influence, The Fly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Fly!
First horror movie, comic book movie?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. It could be. It could be.
Dude, it's been a big week for comics, obviously. Spider-Man, not a big week for DC, oddly enough.
Yeah.
There wasn't a whole lot released this week. Their weeklies, of course, Batman Eternal and Earth 2 World's End, Green Lantern Corps. What's hard is right now, Marvel and DC are preparing for kind of a retcon, so it's hard to care about things.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what's happening. However, among the mediocre comic releases of DC this week was Secret Six.
Yes.
Number two.
Yes.
Gail Simone, who wrote Secret Six before the New 52, retconned all that and took it away, and I was very sad because it was one of my favorite comics.
Mm-hmm.
Continues. Catman. Can I just say, second to comics, Secret Six is awesome.
Yeah.
But you still don't know what's happening. It's kind of like when Lost first came out, and you're like, this is interesting. What's going on? Ooh, they're on an island. Wait, the island's crazy. There's like ghost people. This is
ghost
weird.
Ghost people?
I don't know what's happening.
No, don't trust ghost people.
So I'll set it up for you. Secret Six is basically centered around one character. His name's Catman. I know. Sounds lame.
Sounds like my life.
But it seems like lately, comic book writers have been like, you know who I'm going to make awesome?
The lamest character.
Aquaman. He's going to be one of your new favorite characters.
You know who I'm going to make awesome?
Fish, huh?
Ant-Man.
Ant-Man?
That's right.
Ant-Man's stupid. He's tiny and he just... Okay, go for it. And now he's amazing.
Yep.
And then they're like, you know who always got a bad rap?
Who?
Catman.
What is Catman?
Exactly.
Oh.
We're going to make him amazing.
Let's make him awesome.
So Secret Six, the first run, made him incredible in my book. That's so I cool. already loved him.
That's cool.
So they're kind of rewriting him, kind of going for it. Essentially, he wakes up in a box.
Ooh.
Where is this box? We don't know. But by the end of the first issue, we do know. It's under the ocean.
Wait, is he like WWJDD?
You're trapped in a box.
Is he calling somebody going, hey, man, yes. I don't know where I am.
Yes, totally trapped in a box. He doesn't know where he's at. There's five other villains in the box. Mm. And it's like, hey, riddle on the wall. Answer the riddle in 24 hours or one of you must die. Ooh. Oh, they didn't answer in time at the end of the first issue. One of them must go out. So this issue picks up with like, now we got to pick one of us. Uh-oh. I don't know you. I don't know you. You're kind of a Batman villain. Okay, you're creepy.
You're Captain Creepo over there.
How do we pick this? What do we do?
Ooh. So it's kind of a fun story.
It's very intriguing. Has nothing to do with superheroes at all. That's nice. Seriously, it's like Saw for
or
villains.
Is it like that movie, The Box? Did you ever see that movie?
No.
Doug, did you see that movie? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea.
Awful movie.
Okay.
These people got this box in a mail, mm-hmm. and they could open the box, mm-hmm. but if they did, it would kill somebody.
Okay.
Or it was weird.
Oh!
You remember.
Yes, now I remember.
It was such weird. I think we watched that in the van while we were on tour one time. It was really lame.
Yeah, this is just really weird. It's kind of psychological thriller status. I very much enjoy it. Have no idea because, again, it's only two issues in, and with comic books, it's like watching a television show once a month.
Very slowly.
Yeah.
Very, very slowly.
So you can wait it out, get the trade maybe when it comes out, but that was literally the only DC book this week that we picked up because not a whole lot on the horizon. You also grabbed...
Yes, okay. We the station always gets some hookups from Astro Zombies.
They give us ones that say, hey, try this one.
Usually we go in saying, hey, we want this book. We think they're going to be really good. But this week it was kind of a small week for comics.
It really was.
And so we just said, hey, Max, what do you think? And he recommended The Empty from Jimmy Robinson. It's a new Image number one.
Yeah.
I didn't really care about it. And here's the thing. I've been trying out Image comics lately.
You really have?
I tried out The Dying and the Dead, which is one of my absolute favorite comics now.
Yeah.
I'm about to add that to my box just so I make sure I get that book.
Yes,
I need to get number one. I'm going to have to go back and get that.
You better get it.
I'm going to get it, man. But anyway, and that's written by Jonathan Hickman, who is one of our favorite writers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. And then this other one came out last week called The Nameless.
Oh, yeah.
And
Grant Morrison.
And I'm not a huge Grant Morrison fan, so I'm going to give that one a couple more issues because Max kind of explained it to me like this. He said, Grant Morrison is like, he writes comics like you're watching a Tarantino film.
Ooh.
You start the movie in the middle of everything and you have no idea what's going on.
Right.
And you work your way back through the story so you understand. And so that's kind of how Grant Morrison writes, according to Max. So I'm willing to give it a couple more issues.
I totally agree with him. See if it
picks up. But again, sometimes it's like harsh British humor, and I'm kind of just like, I don't know if I care. But the art's really good.
Now, we will say this. We talk a lot about DC. We talk a lot about Marvel. There are a lot of others. There's Dark Horse Comics.
IDW.
There's a lot of independent publishers. I'd say Image is kind of like number three. Mm-hmm. When they were created, it was with people who were at Marvel, who were at DC, who decided, hey, man, let's make a third.
Yes.
You know, we got McDonald's. We got Burger King.
Let's make Wendy's.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
With square burgers. Square burger patties.
So these comics aren't necessarily flights and tights superheroes. It's psychological thrillers. It's out of the box. It's not necessarily dudes in spandex. It's more of your realistic, if you will, or maybe paranormal stuff. It's all over the place. They do still have some superhero books, but for
like
the most
Spawn.
Part, or like Invincible, which I loved.
Invincible.
But you know, mostly it's like, oh, The Walking Dead. It's these crazy. You really have to think about them books.
It's true.
So,
and we say number three, but The Walking Dead is one of the best-selling comic books every time it comes out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, it's not as big as... I think Spider-Man and Batman are the two huge comics. And then you have, like, The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
It's right up there.
Right there. Yeah.
So Image is a strong Wendy's. We all know the Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is fantastic. What? Anyway...
Moving on to our actual favorite.
Actual favorites. Yeah. All right, Marvel had a big
week. So many Marvel comics.
Marvel, I like it,
It shows who we care about the most.
It does. All right, So a lot of big stuff happened this week, but we'll cover the small stuff first. Yeah. Thor number, where is it? 5 came out. We still don't know who female Thor is.
Yeah, there's a chick.
She's Thor.
She's Thor, guys.
But actual Thor guy, he is not worthy. And it alludes to what Nick Fury told him in Original Sin, which we still don't know.
We still don't know, guys.
So we've got to figure that out. And he almost says what it is, and then he doesn't. And I was like, keep reading this till I know what Nick Fury said. Or whoever said it. It was Nick Fury.
Yeah.
And, okay, so back in Original Sin, we found out that there had been all these secrets. And then Original Nick Fury, who doesn't look like Samuel L. Jackson. Mm. He's an old guy. He looks
original.
Like David Hasselhoff.
Right.
He's, like, spilling all these secrets. And whatever he told Thor, it made Thor unworthy to hold his hammer.
Yeah.
And he dropped it. And he couldn't pick it up anymore.
Nobody could pick it up, guys.
And then this random girl walks up.
Whose face we didn't see.
And picks up the hammer and becomes Thor.
Thoris.
Not Lady Thunderstrike, not Thoris. She is Thor.
She's Thor.
It talks about that in here. Because she goes up against, what's his face? Creel? Not Abomination. The guy with the... Never mind. She goes up against these...
Like the lasso, the flying...
No, it's a mace.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember. Is it Crusher Creel? But anyway, she goes up against him and his wife, and it's an interesting fight because the wife totally respects female Thor.
Ooh.
She's like, I appreciate what you're doing. So this one time, we're going to go to jail.
Is it heavy-handed, though? Because I feel like, you know, we're talking about how there's this quote-unquote, we don't want to say feminist movement, but that's exactly... Marjorie Liu, who is a great writer in comics, Gail Simone, who writes Secret Six, are both advocating for better female...
Agree.
Heroes in comics because they believe they've been side characters, so it's like...
Well, this is written by Jason Aaron.
I know, but Jason Aaron's part of the group, so I'm wondering if it was like, you know, she shows up and it's like, oh, you're just a woman, and then the wife's like, actually, I respect the fact that you, as a female character, are taking
standing
on the
strong
mantle of, do your thing, but we're going to wipe the floor with you. However, I respect everything you do. You can do all things, woman.
It was kind of like that, but then it wasn't because she kicked her butt anyway.
Okay, good.
So it was funny. She was just like, we're going to go to jail. And she goes, okay, boom, and hits him. And they
boom,
go to
boom,
jail.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah. So I didn't think it was heavy.
Okay, good.
But the funny thing is, if there is anything heavy-handed, it's the reappearance of Odin, who I guess has been asleep.
Yeah, Odin in the Odin
because
sleep.
Asgard's been ruled by Freya, who is his wife recently, and now Odin's come back going, no, this isn't the way it's supposed to be, blah, blah, blah. And so if there's any feminist angle that's heavy-handed, it's that, because
it's
they're really making Odin into like a you know,
old school
dude, like power hungry. This is the way it is. But I don't. It's not coming off heavy handed to me. It makes sense
for
the situation,
absolutely.
Because all of a sudden you've got this girl who's got the power of Thor. Naturally, everybody would underestimate her.
Dude, that's cool, and it's called good writing. And when you have good writing and you actually have proper motivation, it makes for great stories. I think sometimes people go in with the intent of like, hey, you know what we need? A new Black and Asian character. Well,
then
when Miles Morales, when he became the new Spider-Man, everybody was up in arms.
Lots
it was
of
like,
backlash.
Whoa, they killed Peter Parker so that they could have a half Asian, half African American Spider-Man?
Right.
And now, of course, he's one of the favorites, but it took some time because in the beginning, Marvel even admitted, maybe we were trying to do something that we didn't need to do.
Yeah.
So I like it when it's done well with proper mindset, not PC mindset. Like, we need this character.
I didn't feel like that one was...
That's good.
It's a good story.
Yeah.
I love reading that book. Me and Max were talking about it. I was like, dude, I'm loving Thor right now. And he said, Thor is so good.
I need to read it.
It's also interesting to see how regular Thor is dealing with all this. Because at first
Thor,
he was so angry.
Right.
But now he's kind of like, no, I'm not worthy. I get it. But he's still like a warrior. He's still fighting. He's just accepted the fact that he's not Thor. But
she's
Odin,
like sweet and low Thor.
Odin is mad about it. He's
like,
no, this is blah, 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 blah. It's really dumb. Anyway, moving on to... Okay,
it's like Woman Power Week.
It is Woman Power Week. Captain Marvel came out. Gosh, maybe I am a feminist.
Yeah.
Female-led comic.
You're reading female Thor, Captain Marvel, Spider-Woman.
Captain Marvel's good, man. I don't care. I don't care what anybody says. This book is great. Feminist, whatever.
Dude, it's like hitting me right now.
It's a weird thing. Like, some of my favorite comics are the female-led comics.
They really are.
It's just funny, the situations. It's just funny. Yes, Captain Marvel came out. It's the start of a whole new story arc.
Yeah.
Her buddy that she's been taking care of is she got kidnapped by this alien race that kidnapped her cat.
Oh, okay.
The real reason I care about Captain Marvel is because of the cat. I just want the cat to be safe. I gotta stick around.
You need to read Secret Six, Catman.
Nah.
It talks about why he's Catman in
this
one.
I just identify with the plight of women more than I do Catman. Let's see, Cyclops number 10 came out. How was that?
Cyclops number 10 was amazing. Last month, that was one of my picks of the week because Cyclops has been faking like he's this other bad pirate.
Yeah.
And at the end of the issue, it kind of came to a head of, wait, you pretend like you're somebody for long enough, you will eventually become what you pretend to be.
Ooh.
And so Cyclops comes face to face with his life, his brain, and who he truly is. It's kind of an identity crisis type issue. I thought it was fantastic. Good prevails. That's all I want to say. And
cool.
It was a great issue because the heroes get to be the heroes.
So. All new X-Men number 36 came out.
Yes, it is also the wrapping up of an arc. All new X-Men 36, basically the all new X-Men were thrown into the Ultimate Universe. They got to get home somehow.
Oh, this has Miles in it.
I super care because Miles Morales, speaking of that Spider-Man, was in this issue. However, it's one of those things where we know that the universes are colliding and they're about to do some big things. So there were some repercussions in this book that were very interesting, but wondering if they're even going to matter in 6 months' time.
Right.
Because they're kind of blowing up all the universes and doing new things.
Guardians of the Galaxy number 24 came out. It's the second part of the Black Vortex crossover. Last week I said I didn't really care about it. This week I cared a little more.
Okay.
A little bit of understanding in Guardians, I think. But it's still kind of like, it's kind of out there. I don't really know what's going on because I don't read X-Men and I haven't been reading Legendary Star-Lord. And the majority of the story in this book stems from Legendary Star-Lord. Yeah. That's what we talked about.
We didn't keep up with that.
When I picked up comics yesterday, that's what we were all talking about. They were trying to fill me in. Okay, moving on to
the two biggest, or are we going to...
The two biggest. And okay. Spider-Woman number 4 is kind of an epilogue to her actions in Spider-Verse. Spider-Verse concludes in The Amazing Spider-Man number 14.
We've been talking about this for months. It's the big crossover that Dan Slott has written with every Spider character of all time.
Yes, and it's been great.
It has been great.
And then the end came.
Yeah. Now, you enjoyed it.
I did enjoy it.
Dan Slott has been known for this in the past, so I guess I was kind of expecting it. I was a little let down because this has been one of the better events in comic books, but it just felt like... It felt rushed. It was the end. It was the end. So it was like, hey, Amazing Spider-Man, crazy, 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 build, 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 final battle, end. And it was kind of a letdown to me.
I think
it was decent.
The problem is that there are still questions hanging, and it says at the end of the issue, come back next issue for the epilogue.
Right.
So I think the problem is the battle happened, the good guys and the bad guys, the conclusion has come out. But now we have to see the aftermath.
So basically, this issue is like watching Return of the King and then turning it off when the ring is destroyed in Mount Doom and they're just kind of hanging out before the Eagles show up to save them.
Yes. There, you don't quite know what everybody's doing after this.
Exactly. You're like, okay.
We got a little bit of it in Spider-Woman.
Okay.
And maybe that's why I'm a little bit more satisfied with the end. Because I read that and I was like, okay, these characters are doing something else.
Okay.
So maybe that's what we need is the epilogue.
Yes.
I need
the 19 endings.
I think if we could go and read this as a whole, I think there's a proper use of foreshadowing, especially when it comes to the villains.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was satisfied. It didn't seem as rushed to me as it usually does with Dan Slott, especially at the end of Superior Spider-Man when Peter Parker came back.
Yeah.
It was like,
boom,
ba-dap, and Peter's back.
And I'm back. I've been dead for like a year, guys. No probs. I'm so happy.
Right.
I got my Avengers card back today. I'm getting back together with my girlfriend.
Right.
Everything's
cool, man. I guess I'll just live my life.
Whoa.
Yeah. So fast. One, like a half a page and it was over.
Yeah.
This is more than that.
This is true.
And I will say this concerning Superior Spider-Man, now there are questions.
There are questions.
There are questions. But again, the biggest question, this is a huge crossover, and we're about to have Secret Wars.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to all these people from other dimensions?
See, Marvel, this is why you don't tell us everything ahead of time, because it makes us care less.
It does.
It's like when you're coming up onto the inevitable changes, leading up, it's hard to care.
It's like, well, why does Black Vortex matter?
Yeah.
Why does that even matter?
Why do all these comic books matter right now? Because we know that they're changing the entire universe in a couple months anyway, so who cares?
Are they going to go back to their world and then it's gone?
Yeah.
because of an incursion that happened that leads to Secret Wars? Because we found out last week that all the universes are down to about a dozen.
Yeah. So there you go. I don't know. Now, speaking of universes and Marvel doing something.
Doing something correctly.
Man!
The best book of the week, I think, both of us.
Hands down. Disney buys Marvel.
Yes.
And then Disney's like, you know who else we need? Star Wars.
So they bought Lucasfilm. And they bought the Star Wars universe. And then they said, we should put, since we own Marvel, and since we own Star Wars, we should put out Star Wars comics.
Through Marvel. Why not?
And take them away from Dark Horse.
And Disney just started counting billions. Like,
this will be fun.
Like, swimming in money. Like Uncle Scrooge status from DuckTales. They're just, like, jumping in the coins. And it's amazing. And they're bathing in it.
Yep.
And us nerds are like, oh, cool, man.
Give me some of that change.
Just take my money. That's totally cool. Just take my $5 for this comic? No probs. I'm used to paying $2.99. I'll take $5 for this one. It's got Darth Vader on it.
Oh, I didn't even realize it was that much.
Yeah, dude, $5 for Darth Vader number one.
But I'll say this.
Gosh.
If you were to go out and buy one comic book this week,
right,
you want to get Darth Vader number one.
Yeah, Star Wars Darth Vader.
It's good.
I'm a skeptic when it comes to this.
Yeah.
Because they're messing with canon, if you will. They're messing with the Star Wars films because this takes place during the Star Wars films.
Yes.
However, they are writing an incredible story in between Episode 4 and Episode 5, and you kind of learn the motivations behind Darth Vader. I mean, imagine this. These idiot rebels just came and blew up your Death Star, and you're like, oh, snap, that's going to set us back like a gajillion dollars.
Yep.
Not to mention all the, like, people that were just working and they just like happened to have a job with the Empire. They weren't necessarily like set on being empirical dudes.
This is basically the issue where the Death Star guy, the technician, goes and changes the date where it says no accidents in so many days. He's kicking it back to zero.
0 days.
Because it just blew up.
Just blew up. And then Darth Vader's like, crap, now I gotta go tell the Emperor that I accidentally let rebels blow up our entire Death Star.
Yes.
So, it's pretty good.
The writing of Darth Vader is perfect.
It's absolutely
incredible. There was a panel, the artist, Salvador La Roca, is perfect. He drew Darth Vader just like he was standing in, because it's kind of awkward.
It was incredible.
His helmet looked awkward. And I was like, that really looks like the movie, because he looks kind of dumb, but he's menacing.
Yes, absolutely. There is one shot in particular where Darth is reminiscing, if you will.
Yes.
Because remember, at the end of Star Wars A New Hope, he discovers, wait, there's this dude running around named Luke Skywalker. Who's that guy?
Yeah.
And wait, what's that about? Because he doesn't know he had kids.
And this perfectly tied in to Star Wars issue number 2, which I really appreciated. Because that was kind of your hang-up with that issue. It was like, wait a second. This isn't when Luke meets Vader.
Right.
But then it was.
And it made perfect sense through this comic.
Yes.
Fantastic.
That's good.
Because you got to have time to process thought that you had twins that were dead, come to find out that they lived, and that your pseudo, like, former best friend. It'd be like if I thought you just went away.
I did.
Like, Chrissy died, and my twins died, and then I come to find out, wait, Teo took my twins!
I took them.
And twins! And went to some planet!
But it wasn't me.
And helped raise them!
It was Doug!
And now I gotta go kill you!
Doug, how could you do that?
And
how
try
could you
and reunite with my kid, bro, because I'm Darth Vader, dog!
Doug, you're my scapegoat, buddy.
Anyways, yeah.
So you're a good scapegoat.
It was really good, man.
You're not bad. Darth Vader
was fantastic.
Darth Vader number one is my pick of the week.
Absolutely, hands down.
Which is kind of stinks because I wanted Amazing Spider-Man number 14.
Right.
We've been building and building. But I'm really hoping that the epilogue fills in the holes, completes the code.
That would be nice.
And then
if
we
that
can make a baby dinosaur.
Oh, that'd be so great.
Yes. Tons of other comics came out this week that we didn't cover. I recommend a website called www.comiclist.com.
Christian dudes!
I guess so. They put a Bible verse up at the top of the page. This week it's Romans 8:15.
All right.
But that's an accurate list of what actually came out this week.
Yeah, comiclist.com. Get there, check it out. And again, thanks to Astro Zombies, 3100 Central Avenue Southeast, 232-7800, their phone number. That is it for Team Awesome Morning Party. Coming up next, Shock Therapy Live with us and our boy Pastor Nate Heitzig.
That's right.
I already got a couple great questions.
We do.
Right back with that. Until mañana. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static.